Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Let's start with the economy and also with the government, because next week you're going to see the mid-year fiscal and economic outlook. Now, this particular statement is the update of the budget that comes out in December, and it's an absolute pivotal document because it really does, if you like, update the budget according to the way in which the economy sits today. And of course, now, as we're going into the end of this year, as we've seen perhaps stronger employment numbers, we've seen stronger economic growth than what people imagined, we're still seeing very low interest rates for the foreseeable future. So what's the outlook for 2016? Very good friend of this program is the Chief Economist of HSBC in Australia, former Reserve Bank economist as well, Paul Bloxham is on the line. Many thanks for your time, Paul.
G'day, Ross.
So explain this. I mean, it does look a little brighter out there, but then you have a look at the iron ore price, you have a look at the oil price, which means energy prices. Those things do drag on the economy, even though there are other parts of the economy that seem to be picking up right now.
Well, that's right. We've been talking about this for a few years now, this great rebalancing act that Australia needs to pull off. Mining investment was a huge contributor to GDP growth back in 2011 and 2012. Commodity prices were at extraordinarily highs. And of course, that's all running off now. Mining investment's falling. It's falling very strongly. In fact, business investment's its biggest drag on the economy in the available statistics. So from at least 1960, we're seeing the biggest drag on the economy from business investment. And we're seeing those commodity prices fall as well. But of course, growth is rebalancing. It's shifting towards the other sectors of the economy. Growth is being led by a pickup in house prices, in housing construction, which has been a big contributor to growth over the past year. And it's starting to flow through to the services sectors as well, where low interest rates are supporting demand for services from the domestic economy, but also the lower currency is supporting a pickup in tourism, the education sector, and that's creating jobs. It's the jobs that are being created at the moment in the economy are mostly coming in the services sector. So here's the
interesting thing, isn't it, Paul? Because when the mining boom is going on, even though the mining boom generates enormous amounts of cash for the country and enormous amounts of cash and taxes for the government, what it doesn't do is it doesn't necessarily create enormous amount of jobs for the total community. Yes, for some parts of construction, for some parts of engineering, but for broadly the services industry, for the home construction industry, for the retail industry, there's not as many jobs created. And if the dollar goes out to a dollar or a dollar 10, in many of those areas, they're losing jobs because, of course, they can't compete with the dollar at a dollar 10. So perversely, the opposite happens. When suddenly the mining industry is slowing down, the government might be getting less taxes and less money through the door, but those other sectors suddenly start to pick up because they've got, if you like, the wind in their sails.
Well, that's absolutely right. And actually, I mean, a part of this story was done on purpose. It was partly because the Reserve Bank, the RBA, saw that there was a mining boom coming, knew that when we've had mining booms in the past, what's happened? We've had a pickup in inflation. We've had a pickup in wages in the mining sector. It's flowed through to a pickup across the whole economy. And then you get the whole economy booming all at once when the mining boom happens. And then when you get to the end of that and commodity prices come down, the whole economy needs to have a downturn as well, and you've got nothing left to grow. So the RBA's plan was keep everything else contained, that high currency and the high interest rates, slowed down everything outside of the mining sector to make way for that mining expansion and without excessive inflation, so that when the mining boom peaked, they could cut interest rates, which they did. Remember, the cash rate was at 4.75% back in 2011. Now it's 2%. And the Aussie dollar was at 110, and now it's down at 72 cents. And that lower currency and the lower interest rates are supporting growth in the rest of the economy. And it's working.
So, Paul, throw your head out into 2016 and tell me, I mean, a lot of people will be sitting there now trying to figure out what's the strategy, what's the way in which it goes. It's worked up until now, as you say. Does now, if you like, this natural improvement in the economy start to bear fruit in 2016? Is that the way in which it works?
We do think that's going to continue. So there's a couple of dynamics here. One of the big drivers has been a pickup in house prices. We think that house prices have now risen so much that they're probably not going to keep rising at that same rate. In fact, you're already seeing it cool down a bit. And we do think that house price growth will be a bit slower into 2016, probably low single digit growth. We think the housing construction story will still be a contributor to growth in 2016, but less than it was in 2015. And we think the main driver of growth next year will be these services sectors, which are continuing to get support from low interest rates and the lower currency. And it will, the key question will be whether those services sectors start to do a bit more investment as well, whether businesses feel that now they've taken on some more staff and they've ramped up their hours, that they can start to make some more spending plans in terms of buying machinery and equipment and buying buildings and the likes. And that's what we're expecting to happen into 2016.
Okay, one final one. Interest rates, the Reserve Bank next year, I presume they just don't move interest rates for the whole of 2016.
Well, that's certainly possible. It's certainly also possible that the RBA could cut a bit further. Inflation is exceptionally low across the world, and it's falling here in Australia as well, too. So there is scope for the RBA to deliver a little bit more and cut a bit further in the early part of next year if they feel they need to. At the moment, they don't feel they need to because, of course, the labour market's been improving. But I think one thing that the listeners can all really take to heart is that it's highly unlikely that interest rates are going up anytime soon. They really don't seem likely to go up. China's slowing down, the US economy still sluggish, global inflation's very low.
I'll tell you what, Paul Bloxham from HSBC Australia, Chief Economist there, always great with his time. That is a great summation as to the way in which prospects will be for 2016. It also should give you a bit of confidence, whether you've got a job, whether you've got a small business, whether you've got a big business. Now, if you're in the mining services area, you might still struggle. There's no doubt about that. But the fact is, a lot of those service industries, tourism industries, are going to be a whole bunch better throughout the course of the next year. And Paul, you have a great Christmas. We really appreciate your time here on Money News.
Thanks, Ross.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.